Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
He kōna ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, as we get into holiday season, I'm talking today to a few community groups about what they've got coming up in the arts and culture scene in early December. This is Voices, and I'm your host and producer, Kadambri Raghukumar. First up, at the Tapak in Auckland until the 8th of December is a play by the South Asian theatre group Prayas. Now, they're no stranger to putting on large ensemble cast plays based on Indian folktales, but this time round they're tackling something much bigger and, well, older too, in fact. Mrichakatika, or the Little Clay Cart, was originally written in Sanskrit in the 5th century BC. Here are some of the people behind bringing this play to Auckland.
So I am Amit Odeda, and I am the president of Prayas Theatre, and I'm also co-directing this play.
My name is Jahangir. I'm an actor in the show, and I play the role of Sanstanika.
What's the premise of the actual play and the actual story?
It was written as a play, but it was based around the difference is that in usually those Sanskrit plays performed in that world were usually based on classical tales, so, you know, based on mythical legends or epic stories. But whereas this one has endured possibly because it was based on the people or the society of that period. And amazingly, those characters, those emotions, those values, we find that they reflect in today's world very easily. And, you know, in today's audience can easily relate. The play was written in the 5th century approximately. And it's based around a love story between a courtesan girl and a Brahmin merchant who's got poor.
So Jahangir, as an actor for you and actually for anyone involved in the play, considering how many different renditions of the play have been made across the world and especially from India as well, it probably comes with a great sense of responsibility. I'm not going to use the word pressure, but there I just did. How do you feel about this?
Definitely, Nana, there is a sense of pressure, yeah. But we don't look at it as pressure. We look at it as a challenge that we like to meet. It's awesome knowing that there is this history and there's this lineage, kind of like a legacy, I guess. And you just want to kind of live up to that, I guess. And we were talking about it yesterday, actually, as a company. We were talking about it. We want to, the acting and all that is important, but we want to honor the story. The story is the main thing. We want to honor the story and get the story across and present the story in its best form to the audience.
How do you decide that this is the sort of story that you can see the relevance of in New Zealand, or that this is something that you can tackle and that audiences here might appreciate?
Well, when we started Prayas, I mean, one of the major, our goal was to share the tradition, because we found at the time that, or even now, a lot of the Indian culture is seen in the tinted glass of Bollywood culture. That's where Indian culture is, identified by non-Indians. Whereas the depth and the breadth of Indian culture and the tradition of performing arts have been thousands of years. So this theater is from 4th or 5th century, which is the Sanskrit text or the Sanskrit performing art have been there for 2,000 years. The plays that we tried to do in the earlier days, we it's been folk tales, let's say folk stories. It could be folk theatre, it could be plays from the Mughal period, say Dara, it could be Charandas Shore, which was a folk theatre, that kind of play. But we never were able to bring in a play from a period of the classical Sanskrit period, which is the 4th or 5th century. And this play was always in our mind, but we never got a proper translation. We never could lay our hand until we discovered that there is a translation existing in English, which was done by a professor in Harvard back in 1915. And so we took that and adapted that into what we are. I don't want to give away the entire plot, but we are adapting this play, relating it to today's world. And essentially, a theater group who has decided to do this play, and they're also going through a journey and wanting to understand through their workshopping whether or not they should be doing this play, and in the end, how relevant it becomes to their own lives.
Amit Odedar there talking about Prayas Theatre's latest play, Mrichakatika, or The Little Clay Cart. In the African diaspora, we've got something pretty epic coming together as well to celebrate the Christmas season. For the first time, creatives and musicians are coming together through the platform Black Creatives Aotearoa to put together a concert with different renditions of Christmas hymns and songs. The event happens on the 9th of December, and here's Thabani Gapara, Zimbabwe-born music director for the show.
Diaspora, so all the black communities that exist in the world have evolved such unique music cultures. And what I've attempted to do as music director is have this variety reflected in the music. So a little bit of material from Latin America, something from Zimbabwe, because I'm Zimbabwean, something from Central and Western Africa, something from just a much more sort of like European, you know, African-European experience, an African-American experience, and have all these sounds reflected in the music that we perform, and have all these artists who also represent such a variety of cultures be represented as well in the cast.
Is it something that you've done before? Because you've been touring across the country with your jazz band. That's your sort of background. We've spoken a few times on the podcast. We spoke a couple of years ago. To me, it sounds like something pretty different.
This is something that I've been really passionate about, the opportunity to engage with artists from such different disciplines within music, because you've got like hip hop, you've got singers who sing more in an R&B style, you've got singers who sing more in a rock and metal kind of style, and that you get the opportunity to be in the position of a music director who gets to collaborate with all these different artists and try and support their artistic voice, you know, and still give something that has a really like unique signature to it.
Artists and singers like Masbo Q, Keshia and Jane Kelly are all part of this concert.
And then the band itself has performers who are working in and around Aotearoa's music industry. The keyboard player in the band is Warren Duncan, who's been working at developing his artistry as an Ama piano music producer as well as artist. Then guitarist in the band is Nesu, who is beginning to release his own music in a sort of Zimbabwean mbira meets R&B, meets a whole bunch of soul style, and he's just a fantastic artist. So it's a really great mix of all these performers, and that's just to mention a few of the guys who are going to be performing. This is a first for me, and I'm really excited about how everything's come together. Everybody's been extremely generous with the way they've just engaged with everything and been welcoming of the ideas that I've kind of sent through to them. So it's been really, really great.
So that's a bit of an early December roundup of what's happening in our art spaces, both South Asian and African. My name is Kadambri Raghukumar, and today's episode was mixed by Jeremy Veal. Don't forget you can follow The Voices podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.